Duncan Lawrence Arcade, Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. So we take turns doing interviews in the morning. And if we have multiple guests with doing multiple interviews, you'll hear Tricia do one, I'll do one, back and forth like that. Today, Dawn Smith is here from Elizabethtown Community and Technical College to talk about the FAFSA assistance. And the reason I'm doing the interview is Tricia has difficulty pronouncing the word FAFSA and doesn't want to sound like a dork.
Because I have struggled. I talked to Dr. Pate about this about a year ago, and I'm pretty sure it was a live interview, yeah. And I could not say the word FAFSA unless I say it like that. And so I finally just had to confess in the middle of the interview, like, I just can't say that word. So I want to call it FAFSA. That's not right, but it comes out a lot easier in my mouth. FAFSA. So it's your interview now. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Dawn, welcome aboard, and thank you for being able to pronounce it properly.
Well, you know, it's a struggle every day with everybody, so.
Yeah, it's not an easy word for a lot of people.
Not at all. Not at all.
So can you explain what the acronym actually means?
Well, it's the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. So we like to, you know, kind of say free because it is a free application and anybody can do it. And it's a great opportunity for free money out there.
Well, and you can't get the free money if you don't fill out the application.
Exactly.
And a lot of people are scared by it. They're like, oh, this is a big, big, terrible thing. It takes so long. They've simplified it.
Oh, most definitely. This year, it's the most easiest application out there that I've seen so far.
So what's some of the stuff that goes on the FAFSA that you have to have before you sit down to do that?
Well, when you sit down to do the FAFSA, you want to make sure you have your current tax year, or it's your prior tax year, your Social Security number, your login information. If you haven't created one already, you can do that as well, just an email address. Make sure you have your address and phone number and ready to go.
And how do folks log on and do that? Is you have to go to a library? Do you have to go to a certain college?
No, you can do it from home. You can do it from, they've just created a new easy mobile app at FAFSA.gov or studentaid.gov. You can log in the McDonald's parking lot if you need to.
Fantastic.
And do it.
Okay, so what's the benefit of doing that?
The benefit of doing that is, every year there's so much money left on the table, and doing the FAFSA not only gets you for state grants, federal grants, and loans, it also puts you in for scholarships and anything that you might be eligible for. So just because you think you might not be eligible for the FAFSA, complete it. You never know what you could be eligible for.
Oh, you don't. You really, really don't. So tell us about the assistance folks can get, because it's not something you ever fill out in your life until you fill it out for the first time.
So we're hosting a FAFSA Friday event at ECTC. You don't have to be attending ECTC. You could be going to any college. And it's from 9 to 3. And you can come on in. We'll assist you. Just bring in your taxes, your Social Security number, or your Social Security card, your login information, and we can assist you from filling out that FAFSA.
Absolutely. A wonderful thing. If folks need more information or they've got questions, who do they reach out to?
They can reach out to us. They can go to elizabethtown.kctcs.edu to sign up. Or they can come into the campus and we can get you set up there as well.
All right. That is Dawn Smith with Elizabethtown Community and Technical College offering free assistance for the FAFSA, which is, of course, free money. We are Quixie 98.3.